California, we bring you Gene Herschel, starring in the role of Paul Christian, the Doctor of River's End. Presented for your enjoyment by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. Men look successful, and you've taken one long step toward success. A good appearance is good business. Absolutely anyone can look well groomed. Begin with your hair, for healthy hair properly cared for makes a world of difference in your appearance. That is why thousands of men today use Vaseline Hair Tonic for the care of the scalp. Why not try the Vaseline Hair Tonic method and see what it will do for your own hair? Before you shampoo your hair, rub plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic on the scalp. This massage helps to stimulate the circulation and free your scalp of loose dandruff. The Vaseline Hair Tonic at the same time supplements the natural oils and helps to prevent excessive dryness. For Vaseline Hair Tonic contains absolutely no alcohol and has no drying effect. Then each morning when you comb your hair, work a little Vaseline Hair Tonic through the hair itself. There's no need to douse the hair. A few drops on the comb will do the trick. We'll make your hair look healthier, comb easier, and stay in place better. Vaseline Hair Tonic comes in generous shaker top bottles at only 40 cents, and the big economical bottle costs only 70 cents. Get a bottle tomorrow and begin your campaign to look successful at once. Now for our Dr. Christian story. It is called Boy Loves Girl and begins on a stormy night some weeks ago in River's End. The doctor is returning from a call on old man Thomas. He takes the lonely back road over the mountain, and just as he reaches the top, his car coughs once and dies. Seeing a light ahead, he makes his way forward through the storm and knocks at the door of the shack.
Who's there?
It's me, Dr. Christian.
But he can't come in here.
Oh, I've got you. I'm soaked to the skin. Oh, let me come in for a minute and dry off.
No.
Oh, Jim, you've got to let him in.
I tell you, I'm Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian.
Get away from that door, Hazel.
No, I'm going to let him in.
Bill Grayson. Jason Miller. What in the world are you two doing up here?
I told you not to let him in, didn't I?
I don't care what you told me. I guess he can come in.
Well, it seems better in here than out there in that cloudburst.
Well, we got stuck up here in the storm, Doctor.
Well, then we're all in the same boat, aren't we?
No.
We haven't much light up here.
Well, all we have is that kerosene lamp.
Yeah, so I see. And two chairs and a table. Not much of a place for a fellow to spend the night.
Oh, you can't spend the night here. There wouldn't be any place to sleep.
Well, I haven't seen you two for a long time. April, I hear you're about the smartest girl in the River's End High School. Is there anything in that?
You bet there is. She's smart, all right.
I'm not either, Bill. I wish there were.
She's been tutoring me. That's how we got to know each other so well this summer. She's been helping me with my English.
So? Well, you always were a bright girl, Hazel. Oh, you were a bright baby, too. I ought to know. I brought you into the world. Let me see. 17 years ago.
That's right. I'm 17. I'll be 18 next month.
And you're 18, Bill?
I'm nearly 19.
Yeah, I attended your debut, too. Your father wanted the boy if there were anybody did. He said he... Now he could put face on son of that big sign over the entrance of the store. Well, here are two of my babies grown up. Now suppose you tell those out the question what you're doing up here in a deserted shack on the back mountain road, 50 miles from home on a night like this.
We can't.
Oh, let. Maybe he can help us.
No, he'd spill the beans. He'd tell our parents.
He won't if we ask him not to. Will you, Doctor?
Me tell? Oh, I should say not. You can't tell things if you're a doctor. You take a Hippocratic oath, and after that, your lips are sealed forever.
See, Bill?
Well, what's the idea of telling anybody anyhow? It's our secret, isn't it?
Oh, yes, but we can't go on like this forever.
All right, we'll tell you, Doctor. But only because you butted in on us.
Maybe you won't have to tell me much. Maybe I can guess part of it.
Guess what?
That you two are in love.
How'd you know?
You bet we're in love. And it's no fooling either. And don't think it is.
No, have I said anything? I have not. I know the real thing when I see it.
Well, there's lots you don't know. You don't know that Hazel's folks won't let her go out with anybody, for instance.
No, I didn't know that.
They think I'm a child. They won't let me go with boys or let any boys come around. And none of them ever did till Bill came to the house to be tutored. That was this summer. That was when we fell in love.
And we're still in love after all these months.
We're going to be married just as soon as I'm 18.
So you're going to be married?
Oh, yes. We love each other so much.
And nothing's going to stop us either.
If it did, I'd kill myself.
If you kill yourself, I'll kill myself, too.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's all this about killing yourself? It's bad enough to hear about so much love in a night like this without that. Now, do you mind if I talk to you two for a minute without being interrupted?
It's no use telling us to give up the idea of getting married.
Or saying we're too young for it.
Well, you are young, aren't you?
Juliet was married when she was 15.
Yes, and Betty when she was 16.
I don't care. Nothing can separate us.
Nothing ought to. You both feel like that. But tell me, why the rush? If your parents consented, you'd be willing to be engaged for a while, wouldn't you?
My mother would never consent.
Nor my dad.
Oh, I can't believe any parents are so unreasonable as not to listen if you went to them and told them what you just told me. After all, they were young ones. Try it. Talk it over with them.
Oh, no. We couldn't do that. They'd send me away.
Look here. Promise me you won't get married until I've figured out a way to help.
We'll get married first. You can help us afterwards.
Oh, no. No, don't do that. You say you're in love. You want to stay in love. You can't do that if your marriage is safer. Not something to be ashamed of. It isn't. Love is a beautiful thing. It's something to be proud of. It's something to hold up before the whole world, like a shining light.
I knew you would understand, Dr. Christian.
I'm going to marry her no matter what anybody says.
Well, what did her mother say, for instance, about her being out so late tonight?
She doesn't know I'm out.
You slipped out without her knowledge?
Yes.
But I tell you, they'd never let me see her. My dad would be furious, too.
Have you been here often?
Yes. Afternoons, mostly.
Mm-hmm. When your mother told you off with the other girls at school?
Yes.
Well, you see, you made it look so wrong when it should look so right, meeting on the sly up here in this deserted shack. That's not the way you want it to be, and that's not the way it's going to be either. You leave it to me. I'll think of a way to help you.
Got stuck up on the back mountain road in a cloudburst, did you?
Hmm? Stuck? Oh, yes, I got stuck. Judy.
Hmm?
I want to ask you something.
What?
You know that little Miller girl?
Hazel Miller? Of course. Why?
She's a smart girl, isn't she?
Yes. She's too bookish, though. Lives in a dream world. She's never out with a crowd of kids who go to the high school dances.
Hmm. That's too bad.
What makes you say that?
Nothing. But all young people should go to high school dances.
No, she doesn't like dancing. Her mind's on higher things.
Like you.
I thought you meant that.
What about the Fraser boy?
Bill Fraser? Oh, he's a dear.
Nice boy, eh?
Peach. Everybody likes Bill.
Well, you mean he's the kind who always has high school dances?
Of course. Half the girls in River's End are crazy about him.
So?
What else would you like to know?
I want to know why the parents are so stupid and blind and selfish and bullheaded. And...
Dr. Christian's office. Who? Mrs. Miller.
Funny, it's Hazel Miller's mother, just when you were asking about her.
Her mother? Give me that telephone.
Yes, the doctor's right here. Hold a wire, please.
Yes, Mrs. Miller. Hmm? My, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. How'd you do it? Oh. Well, I'll be right over. Yes, right away. Keep perfectly quiet till I get there.
What's the matter with her?
She's broken her wrist. Where's my bag?
Here, but you can't go without something to eat.
Judy, do you believe in fate?
In what?
Fate. Now I can go and talk to her.
Talk to Mrs. Miller? About what?
About love. Mrs. Miller, try not to move while I'm doing this. There. That's better, isn't it?
Yes, it's a little better.
You won't get much sleep tonight, but I'll leave something to make it easier for you. When will Hazel be home?
Oh, I don't know. She stays so late at school. She's going to college next fall to prepare for teaching.
Oh, going to be a teacher, eh?
Yes, English. She's a great student of Shakespeare already.
How does that arm feel now?
Oh, it still hurts a lot.
It's going to hurt for a little while. So Hazel's going to be an English teacher, eh? Oh, that is, unless some young fellow comes along and steals her away from you.
Oh, there's no danger of that. She's not interested in boys.
Oh, she should be at her age.
Both Mr. Miller and I discourage all that sort of nonsense. She'll have plenty of time for boys later on. Right now, she's preparing herself for her life's work.
I should think a life's work would be getting ready for marriage.
Oh, goodness, no. That's an old-fashioned idea. Marriage is the furthest thing from Hazel's thoughts. Mr. Miller and I see to it that Hazel doesn't go out with boys like the rest of these young people. You'll never hear of Hazel at any of these petting parties.
Still, it's natural for boys and girls to go around together.
Well, we won't stand for any of it. If any boy comes here to see Hazel, Mr. Miller will dispose of him double quick.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Oh, it's good to see you working in that store. Is he in?
Oh, Father? What do you want to see Father about?
I'm going to sound him out.
Sound him out?
Oh, in order to fight the enemy, we must know what weapons to use.
Well, you'll go awful slow, won't you?
Yeah, as slow as molasses in January. Now then, where's your father hiding himself?
Well, he's in his office. I better tell him you're here. He's been ducking somebody all day. A man, he had a fire. Sort of upset about it.
Who is it?
It's Dr. Christian, Father. I'll see you later, Doctor.
All right, Bill.
Oh, come in, Doctor. I've been dodging a man all day. Steve Craig, know him?
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, he's been working for me for over 15 years, and I just found out he's been stealing from me all that time.
No.
Yeah, caught him red-handed last night. And for the sake of his family, I refused to prosecute, if he'd clear out of town. But instead of being grateful, he turned ugly, made some nasty threats that I'd be sorry for firing him.
Maybe jail would have been better after all.
Well, I hate to do it, but it may come to that.
I see you have Bill pinch hitting for him.
Oh, yes. He has a few days before he goes off to college.
Oh, he's going to college, is he?
Well, you bet he is. You know, I missed out on it, and that's why I'm bound he won't.
He's a lucky boy.
To be going to college? Well, I'll say he is.
Well, to have a job in sight when he gets out of college.
Oh, yeah, that. I hope to turn the whole business over to him someday.
Oh, then he can afford to marry young.
Marry? Say, if Bill thinks of getting married before he's 30, I'll break his neck.
But why?
Well, I don't believe in young marriages. Ties a boy down, doesn't give him a chance to look around.
Oh, but you married young, didn't you?
Well, yes, but that's different.
Oh, we'll change when Bill comes to you someday and says he's fallen in love with a nice girl and...
Say, he'd better not tell me that. He won't be in a position to support a wife, let alone a family, for years to come. I'd have to support him. That's what marriage is today. Yeah, it's a headache for the in-laws. Your children come home to roost. Triple expenses, clutter up the house with their own brood of young ones. Well, not for me. I won't have it. And Bill knows how I feel. I've made it mighty plain.
Well, it's strange you should feel like that.
Well, what's strange about it?
A young marriage is such a fine thing. Nature intended young people to be mated. You just the time to begin to live together and grow together.
Ah, you're an old sentimentalist, Dr. Christian. A bachelor can always afford to wax sentimental. Doesn't cost him a cent. But a father has to dig down in his genes. He knows how expensive young love can be, and it's a luxury none of us can afford today.
During intermission in our Dr. Christian program, here is someone we want you to meet.
I am the mother of three growing boys. The other day, Greg, who is 13, came home quite upset. Joe Mills can't play on the football team anymore this year, he said. He hurt his knee and it got infected or something, I guess. It made me realize how lucky our own family has been. We've had so little trouble of this sort, and I believe it's just due to the care we take of all the little minor injuries. Every cut or scratch or scrape right when it happens. One of the things we always do is put a little Vaseline jelly on them. It forms a protective film that helps keep infection out and prevents bandages from sticking. And these little cuts and bruises seem to heal up so much quicker with Vaseline jelly. I really think this prompt care has saved us a lot of trouble.
Greg's mother is right. Your skin is the most important protective organ of your entire body. Anything that happens to it is important, whether it's a cut, a scratch, a burn, or cold weather chafing. Vaseline jelly does three things for these minor skin irritations. It forms a film that helps keep infection out, it assists healing, and it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural skin oils. For serious skin problems, you should, of course, consult your doctor. For the minor skin troubles of many sorts, your first and most natural thought is Vaseline jelly. Keep a jar or a tube always on hand. We return you now to River's End. After Dr. Christian's talk with Bill Fraser's father, Mr. Fraser went home and buried himself in the book for the evening. Bill had just gone up to stairs to bed when...
Who's that? Who put that window up? Bill, did you put that window up? Bill!
Stay where you are.
Fraser, what are you doing here?
I want to talk to you.
Well, that's no way to come into a man's house through a window. That's housebreaking.
I've got something to say to you, and you're going to listen.
All right. What do you want?
I want to keep on working for you, Fraser.
That's out of the question.
Well, jobs are hard to get at my time of life.
Well, you ought to have thought of that before you began stealing from me.
I want to be back in my place tomorrow, and nobody will know about this.
If you don't get out of here, you'll be in jail tomorrow.
Well, if I'm not back at work tomorrow, I'll tell what I know about your son.
About my son? Of course, that's a good one. There's nothing to tell about my son.
Well, that's what you think.
What do you mean?
Do you want it spread around town that your son's meeting a girl in a deserted shack over on the back mountain road?
That's a lie.
Well, if you think it's a lie, ask him.
You bet I'll ask him, if only to show you up. Bill! Oh, Bill! Come down here a minute, will you?
Sure.
You came to the wrong place to try blackmail, Craig.
All I want you to do is to ask him.
Did you want me to... Oh, hello, Craig.
Craig has come here tonight with a story about your going to a shack on the mountain with a girl. He's trying to blackmail me. I won't let him get away with it. I'm calling his bluff. You've never gone to any shack at night with any girl, have you, Bill? Well, why don't you speak up? Have you?
Yes, I have.
And her name?
Don't you dare say her name.
Hazel Miller.
Let me at him. Let me go, Father.
Come on, get back there. I'll handle this. Is the girl Hazel Miller, Bill?
Yes, but...
I told you you'd take me back to cover this up. You don't want a town scandal.
Oh, scandal, nothing. Hazel and I are going to get married.
Married?
I was telling you the truth, wasn't I?
Go on, get out. Get out of my house. Get out.
I'm going the same way as I came in. Remember, I've got something on you, Fraser.
Father, I can explain.
Oh, you can explain, can you? You can explain putting me in the power of that leech. Making me ashamed to hold up my head.
But there's nothing to be ashamed of. Hazel loves me, and I love her.
Oh, love. What do you know about love?
I know we love each other, and we're going to get married as soon as she's of age.
Do her parents know about this?
Of course not.
Well, does anybody know? Anybody except Craig?
No. Yes, Dr. Christian knows.
Dr. Christian? Well, what does he know about it?
Well, he stopped at the shack one night to get out of a storm. He didn't know we were there. We let him in and told him all about it.
And you mean to say he hasn't told me a word of this?
Well, he couldn't. He promised not to. It's an oath, Dr. State.
Go to your room.
Well, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going straight to Mr. and Mrs. Miller.
You can't do that. Oh, why don't you let me talk to you first? I wanted to talk to you from the beginning, only, well, I didn't dare. Hazel and I, well, you don't know how much we mean to each other. I never thought a girl like Hazel would care enough about me to marry me.
Well, of course she wants to marry you. She'd be a fool if she didn't. But I'll fix that. I'll fix it once and for all. Now go to your room and stay there.
Hurry, get dressed and come down here quick.
Why? What's the matter?
Don't ask questions. Hurry.
All right, Bill. I'll hurry. They know. I know they know. Oh, it's no use if they know. It's no use. I can't live without them. It's no use. Nothing's any use now. Bill, are you there?
Yes. Come on.
Where to?
I don't know. Oh, Hazel, my father knows all about it.
How does he know?
Well, somebody told him.
Dr. Christian?
Oh, no. Manny discharged for stealing. He saw us.
What did he say?
Well, he tried to blackmail Father, and Father called me in to deny it. I couldn't. Now he's on the way here.
Here? To my house?
Yes. Get in the car. I took the shortcut, but he'll be here any minute now.
What did you say?
I told him I loved you and you loved me.
And that we're going to be married?
Yes.
What did he say?
Sorry, Hazel, he's going to send me away.
They'll send me away, too.
Let's get married now.
If you do, they'll have it in no use.
But we can't let them part us.
We can't stop them. We can only stay together forever if
what?
Drive to the shack, Bill. I'll tell you when we get there.
Yes, all right. I'm coming. Can't you wait till I get my slippers on? I'm coming. Where are they?
You know where they're gone.
Oh, Dr. Christian, why didn't you tell us?
I don't understand. What is it?
My son and...
And my daughter.
They've run off.
So, you've driven them both from home. Well, whatever happens now, you're to blame. All of you.
You're to blame, Dr. Christian. I hold you responsible for this. You knew all about it. You could have prevented it.
Prevented two young people from falling in love? Oh, no, my friends. No one can do that.
Well, you could have prevented the whole shabby affair from taking place.
There's nothing shabby about the love these two young people have for each other. It's a beautiful thing. Glowing and tender.
There's nothing glowing and tender about my son meeting their daughter day after day in a deserted shack.
All they needed to do was to come to us.
They couldn't have come to any of you. You would have thought her actions evil. Now, you just imply that very thing.
How can you say such a thing?
Of course, they would have gone to the shack. I've got to hurry. Even so, we may be too late.
Too late for what?
Too late to save them. Wait, to call my secretary, Judy Price. Say the 115. Tell her we'll stop by for in about 5 minutes. Tell her to put a heavy coat on. Tell her to hurry.
Tomb in the shack.
Yeah.
Bill, I'd rather die than live without you.
Oh, there must be some way out.
Bill, remember Romeo and Juliet?
Sure, what about them?
They found a way not to be parted, ever.
You mean... Oh, gee, Hazel, we can't do that. Not really... Not die. Oh, you don't want to die, do you?
No, but I'd rather die than live without you. I'll never love anybody but you.
Neither will I love anybody but you.
I'd like to die like Juliet did.
Oh, Hazel, you give me the creeps talking like that. We can think of some other way.
No, we can't.
Well, if you feel like that, I'm not going to walk out of here and leave you behind.
You mean you'll go with me?
Yes. But I still think we can figure out something.
Oh, we've tried and tried, and it's no use. Besides, it would be a beautiful way to die, and we'd always be together.
Yeah, suppose we would at that.
Bill, your pistol's right here.
Oh, Hazel, you're crazy.
Let's do it quick and get it over with.
There must be another way out.
Oh, we don't do it now. We never will.
Hey, put down that gun. It's loaded.
I'll go first, and you can follow.
Hazel, wait. Don't do it yet.
Wait. What's there to wait for? Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall stay. Good night, till it be more.
What's that?
Sounded like a shot.
A shot? Oh, my God. There's a light in the window of the shack.
Can't you drive past?
Oh, almost there.
Look, somebody's coming out of the shack.
Here's Bill.
Help. Help.
Where's Hazel? Where's Hazel?
Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, come quick. She shot herself. Hazel shot herself.
Get that lamp over here, Judy.
Yes, sir. You did it. You did it. You shot her.
I didn't. I swear I didn't. I tried to stop her. Oh, Hazel, don't die. Please don't die. Don't die.
outside, or you make another shot, you go out of here and stay out. Lift your head up, Judy. Yeah. Never mind the blood. You've got to hold it up.
She did it first. And I was going to do it afterwards.
Get a pulse. How's it doing?
Rapid, but pretty good.
Yeah, lucky she was a bad shot.
Bad shot?
Yes, the gun wasn't pointed very well. The bullet just tore her scalp. Oh, get me ready a few sutures, Judy.
Yes.
Here, Bill, you're part of this. Get down there and hold her head while Judy's getting this ready for me.
Hazel. Don't die.
Don't talk to her, because she can't answer you, and you'll just disturb her. Ready with that, Judy?
Yes.
That's the ticket.
Oh, you can't put that needle through her without giving her anything.
It won't. She won't feel it. Judy, punch that off me. Get out of the way of the light so I can see. That's better. See? It doesn't hurt her any. She seems to be coming around a little. You're going to be all right, Hazel. Everything's going to be all right. Just lie still and do what we tell you. Bill's right there beside you.
Yes, Hazel. I'm here. I'll always be right beside you.
You have been listening to the story of Boy Loves Girl, the second in our new series of Dr. Christian radio dramas. We'll introduce the cast to you in just a moment, and Jean Hersholt, our star, will tell you about next week's drama. Meanwhile, won't you take this advice to heart? Don't neglect the little cuts, burns, and scratches that we all get every day. Even a tiny pinprick can cause a lot of trouble. Keep them clean and protected with Vaseline jelly. It is the best product of its kind that it is possible to make. Manufactured to an exacting standard, sterilized in its process of manufacture, and packed in sterilized containers, Vaseline jelly is absolutely safe to use. And Vaseline jelly is reasonable. It costs only 10 cents a jar anywhere. Because Vaseline jelly is so wonderful for the skin, it has been made the base of a number of products. Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. When you buy, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline. It is your guarantee of purity, your assurance that you are getting the genuine article. The artists who played in Boy Loves Girl tonight are Richard Quine as the boy, Joanne Ransom as the girl, Bill's father played by Albert Van Antwerp, Hazel's parents played by Myra Marsh and Joe Franz, Steve Craig played by Harry Humphrey, and of course, charming Rosemary DeCamp, who plays Judy every week. And now our star, who appears on these programs through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, you left us up in the air about Bill and Hazel. Have their parents consented to their engagement?
Of course. But Bill is going to complete his college course first. And Hazel, he's going to wait for him. He's decided to learn how to cook and keep his study of Shakespeare for a high vocation.
Well, what is your story about for next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, they've got the idea here in Riverside that they want to run me for mayor. I'll tell you what happens next Tuesday. Until then, I'll say good night.
Don't fail to listen to Jean Hersholt and the story of Dr. Christian for mayor next week at the same time over these stations. And see him this week on the screen, too, with the famous Dion Quintuplet in 20th Century Fox's hit picture, Five of a Kind. Your announcer, Arthur Gilmore. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.